The joyous celebration began with a birth inside a lowly manger. The promise of heaven, God's forever gift to man. The reality of God's greatest gift can be yours free from Dr. Rod Parsley.
You see, the experience we all search for at Christmas is simply not of this world.
It's time to unwrap Dr. Parsley's free gift to you. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hello there, and welcome to an overtaking, overthrowing, overflowing day in the Lord. I trust you're already having one, and if you aren't, you will by the end of today's broadcast of your breakthrough. I am Pastor Rod Parsley, and in just a few moments, I'll be taking you to an anointed, special message that is so very, very prophetically appropriate for this amazing season. You know, for a lot of folks, this time of year draws us back home, the place where family welcomes you, where friends remember you, where there's protection from every adversary, where there's provision for every need. Home is where there's healing for every hurt and hope for every soul. And those of us who are eagerly anticipating and expecting the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory, we are ready and we are just about to go home. Jesus said it this way, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, and I know you do. In my Father's house are many mansions." There's a reunion day, and it's already scheduled on God's calendar. One wonderful, glorious day when you and I will join the sainted millions, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be leading the way. I want you to open up your heart wide for this empowering message of hope. It's called Coming Home, and I brought it to you from the legendary Sumrall Tabernacle in Columbus, Ohio. Everybody look at somebody. Folks always say, look at your neighbor. Well, you got a neighbor on either side. And if I'm the middle and you two look that way, nobody says anything to me. So find somebody and say, today, we're coming home. Come on, this is going to be a great homecoming day. Hey! Oh, look, I startled the students there. Jesus said, let not your heart. That's one thing for your mind to be troubled. It's one thing for your physical body to be nervous, but it's something entirely different for your heart to be troubled. You believe in God. Don't stop there. Believe also in me, Jesus. For in my Father's house are many mansions. One translation says dwelling places. Doesn't matter to me. If Jesus is there, that'll be home to me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. In other words, Jesus is saying, I share with you in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John everything you need to do to go to heaven. It's all right there. It's something called the gospel. All right? I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Look at somebody and say, this isn't all there is. This life is like a vapor, seen then gone. It's like the flower that rises up in the morning and fades at noonday. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. At the top of your lungs, let America and the world know the Bible says Jesus is coming again. Shout now. Yeah. Or he's a liar. Because right there in red pages, red letters on white pages said, I will come again. And he's coming the same way he left. He was here and then he wasn't. Whoop. They went. And it's going to be, he's not here. Whoop. There he is. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I can tell you this morning that I know exactly when he's coming. In the hour and moment that you don't think, suddenly he will appear. Faster than the fleetest hoof ever struck a pavement or a wheel ever turned on an axle, he's coming. And when I come, I will receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. Shout, we're going home. And the kingdom of God is at hand. It does not mean immediacy, but it does mean imminency. It is at hand. And here is the first message of Jesus, John the Baptist, Billy Graham, Billy Sunday, and Rod Parsley. Are you ready? Jesus said it first. This is his first sermon. Repent. Look what else he said. And believe the gospel. So the first word of the gospel is not live. The first word of the gospel is, if you want to live, here's the pathway. Repent. And then Romans 2:4 comes along, and the Apostle Paul says, to all of the believers' chagrin who frown when they hear the word repentance. Repentance means to turn from what harms you to what helps you. That's repentance. Paul said, it is the goodness, shout goodness, of God that leads to repentance. Now shout, take us home, preacher. Harry Ironside, which is a person that every serious Bible student should know. There was a period of time where Dr. Ironside, who only went to the eighth grade, he went to the eighth grade and yet is one of the foremost theologians of three generations. He's called doctor because he was given three different honorary doctorate degrees by major secular universities. Only went to the eighth grade. Little as much when God is in it. He's the former pastor of the great Moody Church in Chicago, Illinois. He was so acclaimed that he was asked to preach the funeral of Billy Sunday. This is a person we should listen to. What Dr. Ironside said is this: the gospel is not good advice to be followed, but rather good news to be believed. I think you ought to shout right there. Now, I want to give you just a couple gospel truths. They'll lead you to King Jesus, and thereby they'll lead you to your eternal home. The first one's very simple. 1 John 4:8. The shortest, most complete definition of God. God is love. No. Don't let a preacher add to it. God is love. He does not possess love like a gift. He can give you like you give your dog a treat. Unconditional means you can't do anything to deserve it. I would that Christians would remember that after they receive it. Here's what John said, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved, never in the history of the known universe, in the halls of academia or education, has so much truth been closed and condensed and distilled into that one little monosyllable. So, God so loved the world. That's the only description he gives until he finishes the verse. He so loved me that he gave his only begotten son. So that whosoever would simply believe, what does that mean, trust? Trust in him would never perish, but have everlasting life. Shout, we're going home. The love of God, said the hymn writer, is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The wandering child is reconciled by God's beloved Son. The aching soul again made whole. Priceless pardon forever won. Oh, love of God, how rich, how pure, how marvelous and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When the greatest theologian of two generations was asked, what is the greatest revelation that you have ever received? He did not hesitate. He lifted his eyes and sang profoundly and prophetically and powerfully. This is it. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. In my brokenness and my wandering and my wondering, and when everything's gone wrong and nothing goes right, and when I mess it up and I turn around and mess it up again, Jesus loves me. This I know. Well, the Bible tells me so. Not only does he love you, but John 3:16 says God gave him to die for you. John 15:13. Greater love has no man. Don't confuse. Humanity is weak, pathetic, pitiful. Description of love for God's fidelity. Don't put God in human terms. Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. The number one statement in hell is, I never intended to be here. The number one song is, I did it my way. How's that working out? How's that working out? Jesus, we want to come home. I just heard him say, well, I told you this is the year when the doors open. Tell them to come on in. No judgment. No ridicule. Just open arms of love and reception. He's waiting for you right now. The door's open. On three, shoot that hand up. Let's pray and make sure that Jesus is your Savior and you're on your way to heaven. If you don't know that, you should know it, and you can know it before you leave this building. I've got a count. Hands are already going up. Do it now. One, two, three. Raise that hand. Leave it up. Leave it up. Don't put it down. Don't put it down. They're still coming. They're still coming. Is everybody on your row ready to go to heaven? Ask them. They won't lie to you. Here come three. There come two. Come on. Come on. This time tomorrow may be too late. Here come two more. Come on. That's it. That's it. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, I believe you gave Jesus your only Son to die in my place. I believe you love me. You died for me. God raised you from the dead. And you can change my life. So here it is, Jesus. Here's my life. All of it. The good and the bad. The ugly. Here it is. I believe you can make me over again. You can give me a start today. A makeover. A new life. Here I am. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Wash me in your blood. Give me eternal life. Satan, self, I renounce you. You're not in control. Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you. I believe in you. And I confess you as my Savior and my Lord. I will live for you as you show me how. And it feels so good to be forgiven. I could just clap and shout out loud.
I spoke prophetically these words to you just coming up on a year ago regarding the year 5784, or to you and I, 2024. It's a year of an open door. Have we seen that? An open door where glorious freedom in Jesus Christ is just over the threshold. Your tomorrow, I prophesied to you, is about to be radically different than your yesterday. Declare it with me. Say it out loud right now. Tomorrow will be different than today. This is for now, but it is not forever. God's people are coming out of poverty into prosperity in every area of your life, physically, spiritually, financially. We're leaving behind the shallow flatlands of mundane Christian experience. Wholeness is not a promise out in the distance. It is already an established fact. We're only a few short days away from a once-in-a-lifetime outpouring of the favor of God being released from heaven for you. I'm referring to the prophetic date on your calendar, 12/12/24, 2/12/24, 12/12/24, get it in your spirit, 12/12/24. That day symbolizes our great and mighty God's absolute authority and the power of his kingdom, Jehovah God's glory and government are displayed from the front to the back pages of your Bible and mine. The 12 tribes of Israel were the foundation of God's covenant and his blessing in the Old Testament. The 12 disciples in the New Testament were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve beside him the entire 3.5 years of his earthly ministry. The New Jerusalem will have 12 gates guarded by 12 mighty angels. The perfection, you see, of God's manifested tangibility, his glory. I want your faith to be that of an overcomer as you consider the power, the significance of 12:12-24. God is a God of people, of places, of timing. 12:12-24, perfection, authority, and completion, all coming together on Thursday, 12 December 12th, 2024. I believe, friend, we will see every blessing God intends for us. 24 in all, from the beautiful and profound prayer of Psalm 72, verse 4, this promise that every oppression at the hand of our enemy will be destroyed. Verse 7 says, you will receive a flourishing blessing. You're about to blossom. You're going to leave surviving behind and move into thriving. Your next step toward your miracle is to sow a seed of faith in agreement that you are believing with me that God is about to release 24 blessings found in Psalm 72 to you in a mighty and powerful downpour, deluge of his presence and glory. Every single covenant blessing requires an exchange. That's what a covenant has to have, an exchange. So make your seed a statement that you believe God's promises are truly yes and amen because you believe. Now, for many, it could be a seed that represents Psalm 72, a seed of $72, maybe more. Call now. Sow your seed. Do it quickly. The deadline is coming very, very soon. Or you can use your phone, as I always say. It's right there beside you. In fact, we've added something for you. You can just scan the QR code on your screen. In this glorious season where we're celebrating gift giving, I believe so many of you are being led, even now, to sow a special Psalm 72 seed of $720. Your seed will be so crucial to further the vital kingdom work going on around the world through this global ministry as it has for over 40 years. You'll help me continue to build up and edify every believer and win millions to Jesus Christ. So include your prayer requests when you call or when you simply go online to sow in great faith your 12:12-24 seed of blessing.
12/12/2024 is a powerfully symbolic representation of the perfection of God's holy authority and the soon return of the Messiah, King Jesus. This once-in-a-lifetime moment is not to be feared, but an open door to 24 blessings, each one a promise found in Psalm 72. Right now, seal your covenant with God to receive all 24 blessings by sowing $72 or $72 for each member of your family or $720. Your Psalm 72 seed faith gift could be $48 or $36. Whatever God has placed in your hand, give it with great faith and in holy obedience to the Lord. Seize the blessings of this prophetic moment. Call, scan the QR code, or simply click on rodparsley.com. When we receive your 12/12/24 seed faith gift, we'll send you three excellent ministry resources. First, a special message from Dr. Parsley on the mystery of 2 times 12. Second, a daily inspiration and confirmation of your 24 blessings, each one found in Psalm 72, and a gorgeous frameable print of Psalm 72. You'll understand far more of this psalm's prophetic promises concerning Jesus. Many scholars consider it the greatest messianic psalm. You are promised a kingly blessing of righteousness and justice. Those that have oppressed you will be destroyed, and you'll flourish. Seal this covenant with a worthy Psalm 72 seed faith gift before Thursday, 12/12/24. Write, call, scan the QR code, or click on rodparsley.com. Sow in faith for your 12/12/24 blessing.
Well, now, as you just heard in today's message, the simplicity of the gospel is in its power. And the power of the gospel is its simplicity. If today you made the decision to turn away from the old and begin a new life in Jesus Christ, you made the most important decision of your lifetime and eternity. Welcome to the family of God. You know, I've got a free gift for you. I've written it just with you in mind at this point in your life. It's called New Direction. And inside you will find the three foundational pillars of faith. You'll discover what your next step should be and a whole lot more. I'm going to rush it to you just as fast as you write to me or pick up your phone and call or visit rodparsley.com. Remember now, new ministry content is available every single day on my social media outlets. It's there to bless your life, to train you, to disciple you, to empower you, and for you to share with your friends and family. I'll be right here next time as we continue celebrating my 50 years of gospel ministry to the world together on your breakthrough.